Time for more monitor music now as Al Keola plays Here Is Where I Belong. Of Dionne Warwick next on monitor singing The Valley of the Dolls. Show whether you're at home or on the road. Film actor Hugh O'Brien is a happy bachelor and proud of it. He's also proud of his four aunts and that very special day at the White House when the lady startled Vice President Humphrey with what might be called a frank comment. You'll hear all about it in about 2 minutes. I'm Brad Crandall, and here comes Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass.
Your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
You know, life in Hollywood for a big star is not all peaches and cream. For instance, take actor Hugh O'Brien. Handsome, successful, and very eligible. Except for one thing. He's a very happy bachelor, and he's still running. But he's very much a family man. Enjoys his four delightful aunts and two adopted children, all of whom came into the conversation as O'Brien chatted with Monitor reporter Shirley Ader.
I keep getting letters, I really do, saying, what's wrong with that handsome fella? You know, he's not married. Have you ever been married?
No. But what do you think about that, Shirley?
There's nothing wrong with you that I can see. I think you're just playing it cool and smart.
Well, I am. I feel that marriage is a very important thing. I've never had a divorce in my family. I just spent some wonderful days with my four old aunts.
Where?
I brought them to Washington, and we had a wonderful session at the White House with the President, Mrs. Johnson, and Lyndon.
And your aunts?
They invited them over for coffee, which was so cute. And then I took them up on the hill, and they met Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and Senator Percy, and also spent about a half an hour with the Vice President. Vice President Humphrey did a big thing on the picture of Washington, you know, what used to be on the 2-cent stamp that's in hanging in the Vice President. It's really worth about $500,000. It's the most famous painting in Washington. And at the end of the thing, after half an hour, you know, pictures and everything, he said, now, my dear ladies, can I answer any of your questions? And my little Aunt Jane said,
yeah, what about the 2-cent stamp?
Oh, that's really at the end of that whole day.
He broke up. I come from a very large family. They all had lots of children. We all spent Christmases together. There was never a divorce in the family. My mother and dad were married for 40-some years before my mother passed away, and then my father met a woman who, 2 years later, they married. They fell in love, and they were happily married until my father passed away. And I come from a very happy home. And I don't think there's any point in my trying to get married unless I find somebody that I can't live without. You know, I've seen so much unhappiness. I've seen happiness, too. But I really am not going to jump into it until I feel I found the right person. And I'm not that old, you know. I'm 37, and I'm very happy.
You are 37, right?
Yeah.
That is young. That's young for a man. But by golly, I think one day you'll want to have some kids.
I do.
Well, you don't want to have them when you're 60.
Well, but I have two children right now.
You told me you never did. Be careful, this is a family program.
Well, these are family children.
Oh.
These are two adopted children. I have a little boy in Korea, and I have a boy on a Indian reservation outside of Tulsa.
I know. Do you go to see them?
I have not seen the boy in Korea. I correspond with him all the time. I've had him for 9 years now.
Hugh, now I'm asking this. It's a terrible question. You know, girls in Hollywood talk. One of them said to me a long time ago, well, I don't like to go out with him because he doesn't like to spend money when you go out on a date. Is that true?
Well, I think you have to kind of analyze the girl that said that.
Yeah, I'm thinking very hard now.
I am not the kind of a man who tries to buy anybody. And I don't think I have to, and I don't think any man has to. And I think if a woman puts herself in a position that, she's monetarily, concerned and only interested in that dropper.
Or if she wants to be seen at all the right places.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I enjoy going to very good restaurants, and I do. And I reach for the check pretty good. And sometimes I get it. I do believe in in having fun. And there are lots of other ways of having fun without going out and spending $500. And I don't believe in giving women, very expensive gifts. I'll save that for the gal that I want to marry.
Spoken like a true blue bachelor, Hugh O'Brien. Good luck, only don't look behind you. As Satchel Paige used to say, something may be gaining on you. Maybe a pretty blonde.
Give your heart a break.
One simple step to take to give your heart a break is to stop smoking. Cigarette smokers have a heart attack rate 2 to 3 times higher than non-smokers. Cutting out cigarettes cuts down the risk. For more information on reducing your risk of heart attack, ask your heart association.
Simple other steps to take if you want to give your heart a break.
Whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday, it was all I hoped, but Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday. Monday, Monday, turned out that way. Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki reporting news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. And that's only part of the next several minutes, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Care for a time check? No charge. It is now 13 minutes before the hour. This is Monitor. I'm Brad Crandall, and here are the Ray Charles Singers.
I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see it.
What's going to be bigger than the hula hoop craze? Ready? Watch out for Ryderoo, the kangaroo jockey ball. It's already a smash in London, and it makes its American debut next month at New York's International Toy Fair. Now, the Ryderoo is a huge red plastic ball on which you sit, and then you hop around the floor. In London, it costs $5.99. Here, it'll cost $9.98, but I guess that's the way the ball bounces.
In the trade line, you get the things you go after. Whole lot for good times and laughter. This is your chance, so go for today. It's a great line. Why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top and you'll make it. Stick with your dreams and you'll find your way. Straight out of here, you'll go through 1,000 doors. And straight ahead, all of your seeking, love is the one thing worth keeping. Love will come
if you've got love to give. Then a great life you can live, you can live, you can live. It's a great life, why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top and you'll make it. With your dreams, then you'll find your way. Straight ahead, you'll go through a thousand doors. And straight ahead, the world can be yours. In this crazy life, you'll find in all of your seeking, love is the one thing worth keeping. Love will come if you've got love to give. Then a great life you can live, you can live. Then a great life you can live, you can live. Then a great life you can live, you can live, you can live. Oh, it's a great life.
Next on Monitor, Sport of Speed, featuring Chris Economaki with news, views, and results from the world of auto racing, one of America's biggest spectator sports. Here's Chris.
The 24 Hours of Daytona was a standout sweep for Porsche of Germany. Despite a devastating nighttime crash which claimed two of their five-car prototype team, the remaining three cars placed 1, 2, 3 in America's longest race. Hilken Nierpash, Rolf Stommelen, and Britisher Vic Elford were the assigned drivers. In fourth place, a surprising finish for a Ford Mustang, driven by California drivers Jerry Titus and Ronnie Bucknum. And then two Alfa Romeos from Italy, one of which was driven by American Mario Andretti. A Ferrari from Ecuador was seventh and won the sports category. And then there were three more Porsches to round out the top ten. The Mustang took the Trans Am honors. Porsche, of course, won prototype, and the Ferrari won the sports. The Grand Touring winner was a 1967 Stingray Corvette driven by Jerry Grant of California and Dave Morgan of Oklahoma. The winning Porsche completed 2,565.69 miles at an average speed of 106.697 miles an hour, short of the record here. The event was costly from an equipment standpoint. Of the 64 starting cars, only 27 were around when the checkered flag waved. The much-heralded Howmet turbine engine car left the competition before 2 hours had gone by. A stuck throttle sent it into a cement wall, damaging its suspension beyond repair. The two fastest cars in the race, the British-entered Ford GT40s, also suffered mechanical troubles. The early pace-setting Ford, driven by Belgian Jackie Ickx and Britisher Brian Redman, lasted only 2.5 hours. But the second car on the team, handled by Paul Hawkins of Australia and David Hobbs of England, kept the Porsches honest until the sun came up in the morning, when then it retired with a ruptured fuel tank. The Chevy-Ford battle in the Trans Am division was dulled when the leading Camaro suffered a succession of problems. First, cut tires allowed the Mustang to catch up. Then a set of cracked cylinder heads took several hours to replace. The Mark Donohue-driven car was still running, however, when it was all over way back in the pack. Ford celebrates with victory in the first Trans Am race of the year. This is Chris Economaki in Daytona Beach, Florida, for Monitor.
Sport of Speed featuring Chris Economaki is heard every Saturday and Sunday, coast to coast, on Monitor. Also every weekend, a new Monitor auto racing feature, World of Wheels.
Stay right here on NBC.
Thank you.
Kenton's full melodic treatment of Sonny. Stay on the line and stay informed on all the latest world and national events. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. This is Brad Crandall.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to for sports and views now from everywhere.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York. This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio. If you think the fall months are past, listen to this. The National Safety Council reveals that more people are killed or injured from falling down, slipping, or tripping from December through March than any other time of the year. No one escapes falling. Prevent painful injury by remembering a few simple tips. Use handrails, avoid carrying bulky packages that obstruct vision, allow extra time. Haste contributes to carelessness. If you fall backwards, try to land on your seat, thigh, or shoulder. When falling forward, distribute weight by spreading the fingers. Let your arms give and roll to one side.